Welcome back to Macro Observer, where we decode the signals that matter for your strategic decisions. I'm your host, and today we're diving into what might be the most significant inflection point in the AI landscape since ChatGPT burst onto the scene. Imagine waking up to find that everything you thought you knew about AI competition just got turned on its head. That's exactly what happened this week, and the implications are staggering. We're looking at Chinese AI labs matching Western capabilities at a fraction of the cost, OpenAI declaring an internal code red, and labor markets transforming faster than our policy frameworks can keep up. Most critically, organizations have just 12 to 18 months to establish their competitive positioning before this market solidifies around a handful of dominant players. Let's start with the bombshell that dropped from China. DeepSeek V3.2 just achieved GPT-5-level performance using substantially fewer computational resources. Think about that for a moment. The assumption that technological leadership correlates with how much money you throw at computing power, that paradigm just shattered. But here's where it gets really interesting, and frankly, a bit unsettling. Chinese robotics have crossed critical capability thresholds. TAR Robotics demonstrated humanoid robots performing complex embroidery tasks. Now, embroidery has historically been considered impossible for automation because of the intricate hand movements required. They've raised $242 million in under 12 months. Meanwhile, Catlil is deploying humanoids in battery production with 99% success rates. That's not a typo, 99%. We're watching manufacturing automation reaching a tipping point that could completely reshape global supply chain competitiveness. And then there's the elephant in the room, the militarization of AI. China publicly demonstrated AI-controlled combat robots and autonomous weapons platforms. We're seeing evidence of AI systems being jailbroken for cyber attacks against more than 30 targets globally. This isn't science fiction anymore. It's happening right now. So what about the human side of this equation? The IMF economists have identified something crucial. AI is fundamentally different from previous technological waves. Here's the paradox they uncovered. While AI helps lower-skilled workers more than higher-skilled ones within organizations, creating an equalizing effect, the concentration of power among a few dominant firms threatens unprecedented macroeconomic inequality. Listen to this timeline compression. Expert predictions for human-level AI performance in writing and creativity have shifted from 2050 to 2024 to 2028. We're not talking about decades anymore. We're talking about the next few years. Oxford researcher Daniel Susskind reveals that AI operates through task displacement rather than job elimination. About 15 to 20% of workers face gradual displacement. Professional services are experiencing fundamental restructuring. Stanford's dermatology AI now matches specialist accuracy. That's the kind of rapid capability expansion we're seeing across fields. Here's an interesting solution emerging from this chaos: the 4-day work week. Over 200 companies across 6 continents are showing 8.5 out of 10 satisfaction ratings, and 70%